Welcome back. Luke Lipinski, Max Starks in for Duggan Wolf. And joining us now on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line, a great baseball mind, USA Today Sports Major League baseball columnist, Bob Nightingale. Bob, first of all, thanks for the time. I will start you right off with the local team here. Diamondbacks, for a while, were linked to potentially pursuing Manny Machado. Now it sounds like maybe the more pressing need is pitching. In your mind, what do you see Arizona pursuing here in the next couple weeks?
I think pitching. Obviously, the bullpen is, kind of in disarray right now, especially after what happened last night. Shows you how much trouble they're in. I would think they look for a starter and a reliever.
With the market that's out there, I know it can change a lot in the next 2 weeks as teams sort of drop in and out of contention, but it doesn't seem like there's a lot of great starters out there available, are there?
No, you're actually right. I mean, you're talking about, the best guys being guys like, J.E. Happ and those sort of things, and Cole Hamels, you've got some trouble. I don't think Jacob DeGrom is going anywhere, or Noah Syndergaard. Price tag is very high, unlike a Chris Archer and a Michael Fulmer. But if you have a great guy to trade, you're going to get a lot for him just because there's hardly any pitchers out there.
Yeah, and also, I mean, what realistically, when you look at the D-backs, I mean, would they even have to offer to go after anybody? I mean, and is a bat still, you feel, in that top of the needs with the pitching and the bullpen?
I think the pitching is much more top of the needs. Any hitting would be a luxury. And, they got some, fine pieces in the Major League system. Not like the Yankees have or the Dodgers have, that sort of thing. So I think they're, more inclined just to get another arm for the back end of that bullpen. And, perhaps a starter, too, at least for insurance, depending on Shelby Miller and Clay Buchholz coming back.
Talking to Bob Nightingale of USA Today. Bob, we've heard a lot of teams, I think it was up to nine, linked to Manny Machado at one point. And even if the Diamondbacks aren't going to be a team at the top of that list, I know it's tough to handicap specifically where he's going to go, but if you had to pick one or two or maybe even three teams that are sort of leading the pack, who would they be?
I would say the Dodgers and the Milwaukee Brewers. Those would be the leaders to me. And I think Diamondbacks are still in there. Yankees are in there. Although I just can't see the Orioles trading Manny Machado to the Yankees. And the Yankees need pitching, worse than the Diamondbacks do. So unless there's some pitchers in that whole package, and I think maybe that's what's happening now with Machado, is that they're packaging him with a Zach Britton. Maybe you can get a Kevin Gausman as well, or Dylan Bundy in that package. So, all these teams, need pitching more than anything else. So I would think the Dodgers and Brewers would be my top two favorites.
Now, I know we've made a lot about Machado being the headliner of this free agency, but, there are also some other good guys that are in here. I think, what do we think about Hand out of San Diego? Do you think he's going to go anywhere? And also, I mean, who would be another guy that's not named Manny Machado that we could possibly see get moved that would possibly be in an issue with the Diamondbacks?
Yeah, I mean, certainly guys like Zach Britton, is going to get moved. Probably Brock as well. Those names stand the most. I don't think he'll get moved just because I think the price tag is so steep. I mean, he's under contract through 2021, so it would take a lot, to get a piece like that. Justin Marge is available, but I don't see the Yankees, I don't see the Diamondbacks doing that either. So I think there's going to be a lot of just a bullpen pieces out there. And I think because of the supply on that for the relievers are so much greater than demand, as I think we'll see trades in August as well.
Talking to USA Today's Bob Nightingale. Bob, the perception here locally for a lot of the Diamondbacks fans is that this is sort of the time to go for it, not only because the window may not be open that much longer for this team, but also because the National League in particular is pretty wide open. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, very wide open. I mean, the American League is clearly the superior league right now. There's no superpowers in the National League. So, I agree. If you get in the playoffs, I don't care if you're a second wild card team, or you know, had the best record, you have the best chance as anybody to get to the World Series, because the National League is down. So it's certainly a golden opportunity. That's why I think that Diamondbacks will be aggressive. That's why the Brewers will be aggressive. And I think the Dodgers, you know, trying to get back after having coming so close last year to making to win their first World Series championship, you know, since '88.
When you look at what the Diamondbacks have and the potential to lose Patrick Corbin or A.J. Pollock within a year, I mean, I don't think they're going to lose Goldschmidt in 2 years, but they could. I mean, do you feel the same way that this is sort of their time to go for it and that window might not be open more than another year or two, at least not with this group?
Yeah, I mean, it's still a young enough team. And, you know, used to say they won't bring back, you know, Patrick Corbin. You know, maybe even Pollock. You know, Pollock has been hurt a lot over the years. So they've, you know, certainly won without him. So, you know, even if they both leave, I can't see the Diamondbacks just sitting back. I think they'll still, you know, go pursue some pitching help to replace Corbin, you know, maybe an outfielder as well. So I think the timing is great to do it. I don't think the window was just closing, you know, after 2018. I think they got too much talent and not to be around for a few years.
You look around the league, especially you mentioned the American League, where there's kind of five teams that have separated themselves from everybody else, and then the National League is just a mess. Has anybody surprised you this season, where we're at the All-Star break almost, that has really exceeded your expectations?
So the Atlanta Braves, probably the number one team. You thought they were going to be a contender by 2020. You know, now they're 2 years early. You know, hanging tough in the National League East. I'm not sure how long they can hang in there. But it's stunning what they've done. Philadelphia to a degree. In Seattle, not so much. If you had said Seattle at the beginning of the season, you know, you would think they have a chance for a wild card. But not after losing Robinson Cano to 80 games for the PED suspension. That was makes them surprising. You know, I guess I'll throw Oakland that group. They've kind of come out of nowhere.
Last one for you real quick, too. With Bryce Harper, I mean, he's got the home runs. He's getting a lot of walks, so obviously his opportunities to get actual hits are sort of diminished, but his batting average is way down. With how big of an offseason this could potentially be for him, has he hurt his stock at all, you think?
Oh, definitely. You know, when you're hitting about 215 and he already has almost 100 strikeouts before the All-Star break, you know, that's alarming. So, I think the Nationals probably are still the favorites, you know, to keep him. I think the Phillies will make a strong bid. And I think the San Francisco Giants will as well. Those three teams, I think, will be, you know, in the biggest market for him this offseason.
Bob Nightingale, thanks so much for the time and the insight. All right, enjoy the days leading up to the All-Star break and then the break.
All right, my pleasure. Thank you.